How many believes that God's about to do something awesome in your life in the next few moments? Come on, folks, you got to claim that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. You can be seated for just a few minutes. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to walk out of here with my healing. I'm going to walk out of here with my deliverance. I'm going to walk out of here with my financial breakthrough. I'm going to walk out of here with my miracle. The Bible says he grabbed him by the right hand and pulled him up. Somebody shout, pulled him up. Sometimes we just need to let God pull us up. Someone here today needs to let God pull you out of that situation. And when he does, you'll do what this man did. In the instant, his feet and ankle bones became strong. I believe if there's something you're battling here today, there's a God that's brought me here today that says you're about to get your strength back. You're about to get your miracle. Everybody saw him walking around and praising God. I don't know what you've been waiting for today or what you need. I couldn't wait to get here. But one thing is true. God knows how to lift you up out of that situation so you can walk off shouting and praising God. It's time. Let me tell you something. It's just time someone declare in this place, in the name of Jesus Christ, by faith, I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk. I feel in the Holy Ghost. Some of you have been bound by some things. Some of you have been going through it. I challenge you in the name of Jesus. Reach up and get a hold of God and say, God, here I come. Old saying is, you do nothing, you get nothing. I'm at home, so I'm just going to say it. Let me tell you something. You can sit there and look pretty if you want to. You can sit there and think you've got it going on. But let me tell you something. If you need a touch of God today, you just need to say, ready or not, God, here I come. I'm not going to let the person next to me, the person behind me or in front of me, stop me from getting a miracle. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, in the name of Jesus. You hear me? Devils tremble at the mention of that name. So you know what you need to say? In my situation, it's Jesus. In my circumstance, it's Jesus. In my problem, it's Jesus. Even in my chaos, Brother Pugh, it's got to be Jesus. Come on, somebody shout, it's Jesus. It's time to rise up. Come on, somebody shout, rise up. You hear me? You can't walk till you rise up. The lame man of the Bible was lame from his mother's womb, wasn't he? Yet he immediately rose up and walked. All it took was one step. Somebody shout, one step. By faith, someone needs to declare in this room today, I'm one step away from my miracle. I don't know where you've been and what's been going on in your life, but I have been sent here today of God to tell you he's going to pass you by. One step. Somebody shout, I'm one step. The Bible says he took him, Peter took him by the hand. Can I just say this? Listen to me if you don't hear nothing else. Only run with people that can help lift you up. Don't run with people that's there to knock you down. Run with people. Can I tell you something? Run with this church. Run with this man of God. Run with what God's doing. Friend, you're surrounded by a group of people that's not here to hurt you, but we're here to help you. Anybody believe that? Come on, clap your hands unto him. Lord, shout hallelujah. Come on, touch someone, says. Come on, touch somebody and say, you're coming out of it. Come on. Say, I'm your friend and you're going to come out of it. The Bible says that he stood up and leaped up. Everybody say, he leaped up. Sometimes you just need to take a leap of faith. Come come on now. Well, Jeff, that's just not my thing. Sometimes you just need to make it your thing. I don't want to be a part of something dead, something that's dried up. I want to be a part of something that has a reason to shout. Honey, if God's ever healed you, if God's ever delivered you, if God has ever filled you with the Holy Ghost, you ought to shout. Somebody shout hallelujah. You have reason to praise God if he's ever healed you. If God's ever healed you, wave your hand. That's something to shout about, isn't it? Has God ever delivered some of y'all from something? Come on. Has God ever led you out of something? Then you ought to shout. You can be seated. Jeff, why are you so pumped up? Why are you so excited? Because I remember almost 40 years ago, right next door to the old church, there used to be a flower shop there. Anybody remember that? Behind that was an apartment that me and my brother stayed in. They had a gas leak in there. A lot of y'all remember it. Had a gas leak in there. I woke up in the morning. My brother would stand at the Ewing's house. And so I was there by myself. Had a gas leak. Didn't know there. And I was being asphyxiated to death. Didn't know it. Got up. Staggered down the hallway. Fell on my face. Thought that was it, man. Got up in the bathroom. Washed my face. Headed back to the bedroom. Fell on the floor and passed out. Little did I know my brother was going to work. Crossing the Ohio Bridge toward Westlake. And God spoke to Dennis and said, you better go back. Your brother's dying. And you wonder why I get just a little excited. Do you realize that at that moment, it wasn't about old Jeff. It was about God. Dennis rushed in there, jerked me outside, called Brother Ewing. And we all know Brother Ewing. We just love him. He'll cry over anything. He just fell on me, went to crying and asking God to heal me. Can I tell you something? When I got to St. Pat's, the doctor looked at me and said, I don't know what just happened, but if you wouldn't have got to him when you did, he would have died. Friend, there's something about knowing God. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. I got a reason to shout today because I'm alive. I'm not, you hear me? Don't let the devil rob you of your praise. You hear me? I'm not sitting in the midst of my dilemma, but I'm walking and praising God for my victory. Don't get caught up in your dilemma. Get caught up in your God today and realize I'm in the perfect place to get a miracle. I'm in the perfect place for God to lay his hand upon me. Come on, nudge somebody, say, you're in the perfect place. Okay, here we go. Here we go now. You ready? All of them years, the man laid by the pool of Bethesda, didn't he? What are you seeing? 14,000 miracles, they estimated somewhere around there. Can you imagine how he felt? Seeing people pop up out of the water, cutting a rug. Oh, I'm healed. He looked around. Well, I'm not. But guess what? Here's the kicker. He was in the right place to get a miracle. All I know, I really felt the tug of the Holy Ghost to tell you, some of you have been waiting a while, and you see other people getting their miracles, and you're wondering, when is it going to be my turn? I'm here to tell you, God hadn't forgot about you. God hadn't forsaken you. Honey, it's all his timing. Could this be the day? Could this be the day that Jesus walks up to you and looks at you in the face and says, get up. Somebody shout, rise up. Off the thing that's been an emblem of your despair. I don't know what you've been lying on. It could be a sickness. It could be financial. It could be sin. I don't know what you've been lying on, but you better hear Jeff Ferris. God's brought me here today to tell you, you're about to rise up off the thing that's been an emblem of your despair. And you're about to get up and you're about to walk out of here shouting and worshiping God. I pray that when God hits you today, you'll be like the man that Peter said, rise up. You'll go shouting through the temple. You'll go shouting out the doors and everybody will see you. God just touched them. God just gave them a miracle. Come on, how many believes that God's about to do it for you? Oh, come on, somebody shout hallelujah. But preacher, so what about my dilemma? God knows how to take the chaos that you're in your life and turn it into a miracle. We all go through tough times, don't we? Come on now. But in those moments, we need to understand that God's just setting us up for a miracle. Heard a great example, Brother Pugh here, just the other day. You know, wine. Real good wine. The old days, they used to have a big barrel, they say, and they'd walk on it with the grapes. They'd crush the grapes. To make good wine, you got to have crushing of the grapes. Sometime God has to crush us to produce something awesome. So if you've been going through the crushing, hold on. God's about to make something awesome out of you. You may not understand it. You can't come to grips with it. But I'm telling you, you'll hold on to God. If you keep your faith in God, one day you're going to be better than any wine they've ever made. And you're going to say, once I was nothing, but God had to crush me. And God made something beautiful out of me. Come on, I wish somebody would shout it. God makes something out of me. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. When the devil's walking all over you, that's when you need to declare by faith, I'm going to make it through the crushing one way or the other, because God's just setting me up for something better. Come on, I'm here to tell somebody, you're going to make it today. Visitor, understand, there's no accident that you walked into this place today, because this is all about Him. If you've never received the infilling of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in that beautiful language, I say this all the time, come on and get you some of this. Come on now. Come on, get you some of this. This will change your life. Come on, anybody know that? Come on, how many remembers the day that God baptized you with the Holy Ghost? Wasn't that an awesome day? I promise you, when God fills you with the Holy Ghost, you're not going to turn around and look at somebody and say, okay, where are we eating at? Okay, are we going to Tony's? Can't beat Tony's. Try, but you can't. Are we going to Burger King? God, help us. That's the last thing on your mind, isn't it? When God fills you with the Holy Ghost, Bubba, you could bombard hell with a water pistol. Come on and try to put hell out. You know why? Because you've got a power in you that causes the devil and hell to shake. Friend, if you've been born again of the water and the Spirit, you got something to rejoice about. You got something to walk off about. Well, somebody shout hallelujah. I believe somebody's about to have a walk-off here today. Anybody ready for a walk-off? You see it. Okay, I'm good. You can call this carnal if you want to, but well, here we go. Anybody remember June of 1996? If you do, you're a pretty good LSU fan. Warren Morris, he lives in Alexandria. I seen him just the other day. Good guy. He works at Red River Bank in Ellic. But in the College World Series against the Miami Hurricanes, two out, The guy that just struck out was going back to the dugout and looked at Warren and said, "Pick me up, Warren." And Warren said these words, "I got this." Now understand, Warren Morris hadn't played Harley that whole year because he had wrist problems. He had wrist surgery. Couldn't play, right? Couldn't play all year. All of a sudden, Warren hadn't hardly played at all. Steps up to the plate, bottom of the ninth, two outs, runner on third base, down by one run, and old Jeff's in a panic mode. I'm just being honest with you. Now, some of y'all don't like college baseball. Pray for me. Please pray for me. We got people from Texas here. You may not understand that, but you're not. I love you, Brother Pugh. This is a Louisiana thing. I'm sorry. But I'll never forget it. I remember Jim Hawthorne, the announcer for LSU. Remember him? When that boy hit that home run, you couldn't hardly understand a word he was saying. It looked like they were choking one another. Tigers win, Tigers win. And at that moment, Warren Morris had a walk-off above all walk-offs in college baseball. And the other day, I was thinking, I said, "God, we need to have a walk-off." Now, folks, I wasn't there. Probably if I would have been there, my pastor would have probably prayed for me. But what I'm saying is this. You're in the presence of the King of Kings that knows about walk-offs. You hear, Jeff? Let me tell you something. As awesome as that was, there ain't a better walk-off in the world. It's a day that God baptizes you when the devil looks at your life and says, "It's the bottom of the ninth. It's two outs. I got you. There ain't no way you can win. I got you in one swing." God lifts you up out of that and you have a walk-off. I'm here to tell you, somebody is about to have a walk-off in this place today. You're about to have a moment of a lifetime. Give me some music. Give me some music. Come on. Look at somebody and say, "You're about to have a walk-off." Come on now. You're about to have a walk-off. Boy, the day I was sitting in my living room by myself, minding my own business, and I got to saying, "God, I want to walk off. God, I want to walk off like I never." And the power of God moved up in that room with just me and God. And God says, "Jeff, I'm not just going to give you one, but I'm going to give my church one like they've never seen before." Can I tell you, Moss Bluff, this church is about to have a walk off like you've never seen before. You better believe that today. You got to stand on that. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Yeah, when Jesus told that man, lame man by the pool, "Rise up." Jesus was saying, "Get up, take your bedroll, and start walking." The man was healed, Brother Pugh, on the spot. He picked up his bedroll and walked off. I believe somebody in this place is about to have a walk-off. How many's been waiting for your walk-off moment with God? Raise your hand. Come on now. You could stand to your feet. Come on. I can come back there and lay my hand on you. You better hear, Jeff. The man at the pool of Bethesda, listen to me. When Jesus approached him again to speak to him, he really didn't even know who he was. Read it. All he wanted to do was tell Jesus his sad story about why he was there. You went all these years. Jesus says, "Hey, get up, man. Get up. Do you know who's standing here in front of you? Get up." You know that lets me know something. Sometimes we can be in the presence of God, and God's wanting to touch us and wanting to talk to us. And sometimes we don't even know it. But yet he's such an awesome God, he still says, rise up. Maybe you're here today and your faith is just a little bit low. Maybe you're here today and you're thinking, well, I just don't know, man. I've been through over and over. Understand. God understands that. He knows. Okay? God knows. Jeff, how long do I got to wait? Only God knows that, but I just know one thing. Somebody is about to have a walk on. If you've never, like I said a while ago, if you've never had the Holy Ghost, we're getting ready to repent. And I want you to turn loose your faith and just for a few minutes and trust God. Come on, somebody say, I got to trust God. You put your trust in me. You put your faith and trust in God, okay? God has brought you here today for such a time as this. To let you know that he loves you, man, that he cares for you. He wants to do some incredible things in your life. You just got to be willing to let him do it. Preacher, I don't know nothing about the Holy Ghost. That's okay. Throughout the Bible, they knew nothing about it either because it was brand new. But the Bible says they believed and they trusted God. And when the man of God prayed for them, they received the Holy Ghost. Some even prophesied. All I know is this, if you make a step of faith and be willing to walk, God will meet you at your moment of need, and God will touch your body, I guarantee it. I've never seen him fail. Somebody is about to walk to their miracle here today. Somebody in this place is about to be delivered, set free, healed, filled with the Holy Ghost. Preacher, I've been part of the church all my life. I've been in and out, it seemed like 1,000 times. Well, you're back for the 1,001 time. Welcome back to the kingdom of God. He still loves you. Preacher, I know I need a touch of God in my life because it's been a while. Welcome back. But here's the kicker. You got to be willing to make a walk of faith and trust God in the miracle. Anybody want to walk to Jesus today? Come on now. Oh God, Jesus, help me today. Trust me today. Come on, if you need a miracle in your spirit, breakthrough in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. You need a breakthrough in your spirit. Maybe your spirit's down and you feel like you've been drained. Get yourself up here. Come on now. Don't you hesitate on this, preacher. Make a walk of faith and say, God, here I come. Visitors, you want a blessing today? I challenge you to walk up here with your other brothers and sisters. We're all family here today. We're all children of God here today. Nobody's no different than anybody else. We're just children of God. God wants to touch you too. Throw your hands in the air and say, God, I want my miracle. Come on, throw your hands in the air. Say, Lord, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Come on, some of you have been waiting for it. Some of you have been crying out for it. I believe some of you are going to get it today by faith.
The presence of the Lord is here.
Come on, reach out to that person next to you.
The presence of the Lord is here.
Come on, lay your hand on somebody. Say, God, you give it to me, give it to them.
The presence of the Lord is here.
Come on,
the presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
Come on, hallelujah.
The presence of the Lord is here.
It's here.
I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here.
In the name of Jesus.
The presence
Come on,
of the
ministry.
Lord
Come on, preachers.
Is here.
Let's pray.